From the Crossbreed Holster Studios, this is Armed American Radio.
Radio.
Educating, informing, and entertaining responsibly armed Americans for 8 years running. Now, from the safest studio in the nation and filling your prescription for freedom in hundreds of cities, here is Mark Walters.
Filling your prescription in hundreds of cities, indeed. I am Mark Walters. Welcome to Armed American Radio's monster broadcast. This is my favorite part of every week because I get to sit here and talk with you about all the really cool things going on in the world of pro-gun, pro-rights, pro-freedom. Freedom never takes a break on this program. Proud to say, never missed a show in nearly a decade in this chair in the Crossbreed Holster Studio, sitting here with you, just having a wonderful time, growing like a weed. In fact, I want to welcome my newest affiliate, New York, Long Island News Radio 103.9, Long Island's only FM news station. I hope you're enjoying the broadcast today. I got to tell you, I know a lot of people that live up that way, and I've gotten a lot of emails from listeners who are thrilled that the program is up there. If you want to reach out to me, I'd love to hear from you. I know what you're up against in New York, and I would love to address some of your issues on this program. Might even bring one or two of you on. Be an awful lot of fun. You guys are behind the curtain. You are behind the gun control curtain, and I would love to talk with you. Please, mark@armedamericanradio.org, mark@armedamericanradio.org. You can reach me on Twitter, @AARMark. First hour of the broadcast today was huge. Alan Gottlieb, he was wonderful, followed by Mike Pawarski, whose family was just up there in the airport, out there in Islip, took a nice picture of that 103.9 studio for me less than 3 hours before he went on the air today. That was a lot of fun. Great, great coincidence, but tremendous fun. Oh, hour two, A.W.R. Hawkins. He brings it from Breitbart News. Now you know why he wins awards for his journalism and his pro-gun work that he does. He's just an outstanding individual and an outstanding journalist and so down to earth. You'd never know he had that big Ph.D., would you? Anti-gunners. That's right. He's smarter than you are. And coming up now in this hour, two of my favorite people on earth. Let me start off with he's been my go-to gun, firearm, hardware expert for years on this show. And a dear, dear friend, George, the Mad Ogre Hill. George, how you doing, brother?
I am doing outstanding, and it is a pleasure and a privilege, as always.
Thank you, George Hill, the Mad Ogre. Guess who we have with us here for the first half hour of this hour? And that is a man very near and dear to my heart as well, and a dear friend. The only individual, George, that I have ever named a segment after using his name. Do you know who I'm talking about?
I do, and it's always an experience.
And who and what would it be? Go ahead and bring him in.
Alan Corwin. You know, I've had a pleasure of meeting him in person. Great guy and a friend to everybody that believes in freedom.
The Alan Corwin Experience with George the Mad Ogre Hill begins right now. Alan, you've got some big news. Take an opportunity. You're somewhere that I first want to say I really appreciate you jumping on here right now. You've got a new addition to the family on the way, and I couldn't be happier for you. How you doing?
I'm doing great, Mark, and I'm sitting here in a waiting area at Honor Health in Scottsdale as my daughter is about to give birth. But I'm sitting here with nothing to do while she's in a room about 100 feet away, and it's an honor to be with you while I'm twiddling my thumbs with my in-laws. Don't tell anybody I said that.
Well, you just told a lot of people you said that. Hey, listen, you know we're in New York today. We've been having some fun with that on 103.9 FM news station, Long Island's only FM news station, Long Island News Radio. You hail from New York, don't you, originally?
I do, and my family is back in New York, so if any of them are listening to this, they're not exactly in the same choir that you and I are in. And New York is an interesting state because this bill that's in Congress now, two of the top leaders in New York are so against it. They ran an editorial in the New York Times that said, "Don't make us obey the law. Who do you think you are? Just because the Constitution says you have rights, that doesn't mean you have rights here in New York. And if you pass this national carry bill, we intend to disobey it, disregard it, and don't think you have rights here. I'm the attorney general, I'm the district attorney, and the hell with you guys." And that was their attitude, and the New York Times gave them plenty of space to run it. And when you look at that bill, because that's what I do, I'll post what's really in it. I've watched the entire set of hearings on C-SPAN, and the Republicans and the Democrats didn't really describe what's actually in the national carry bill, which I think we may do well to pass, but when you find out what's in it, you're going to turn cold.
Alan, I saved this for you for that very reason. I love to go places with you that other people don't like to go. I'm not going to say we go to the dark side. What we get with you is the Alan Corwin experience. It's all sides in ways that only you can put it. And when you do write about it, and I want to go ahead and give you this plug, you're going to get it off where? Gunlaws.com. People can sign up for what you're telling us. Gunlaws.com, and it's your page 9 report, which is absolutely beautiful. It's brilliant. I wait for it every month. I know how busy you are, and I can't wait to get it. I've got one that I'm getting ready to chew on. I haven't had time myself for personal reasons lately, but there is one in my mailbox that I'm getting ready to bite into. Tell us about page 9 and some of the things that you do write about.
Well, I actually read the bills. I've written 10 books on gun law, and I read these bills and find out what's in them. Congress typically doesn't know, and if you knew what was in this statute, it's almost impossible to support. It's almost impossible to believe they've done this. And in fact, what they're calling the NICS Fix Bill, the bill to fix NICS, is actually government punishing itself for not complying with the law. Did you hear that anywhere besides the Mark Walters Show?
No, you know what? You heard it here, but I'll tell you how I phrased it. The reason I don't... Now, there's two ways on this bill. First off, let me say this. I don't like this bill for one reason. Because we don't need another law to tell us we have to comply with the law. What am I missing in that description? Am I right about that?
Well, we don't, but this is a law for government to follow the law. The government isn't following the law, so they're passing a law to punish themselves if they don't follow the law. And one of the punishments is we'll hold you up to public ridicule. Public ridicule. That's what the law does. If you don't comply, the Attorney General will determine that you're not complying, and we will ridicule you, and we'll hold out your bonus pay, and we'll hold out your grant money, and we'll do other things to make sure you comply once every 2 years. How about that? To get them to comply, because they don't comply unless you twist their arms. And there's a whole bunch of other junk in there, like giving out $100 million here, reinstating $33 million there, and none of this shows up in what they call a debate in Congress, which is really just posturing, hyperbole, propaganda, and vote for our side without detailing what's really in these bills. They keep the public misinformed, and at gunlaws.com, I post what's really going on so people know.
Page 9 is what it is. Now, let me ask you this. Well, first, let me go over to George the Mad Ogre Hill. George, jump in here for just a second. As one of the nation's preeminent gun, firearm, hardware experts, you've sold more firearms to more people, I think, than anybody I personally know. You get people come to you from all over the country for expert advice on firearms. How many NICS background check forms, 4473s, do you think you've processed in your young lifetime?
Oh, man, I couldn't even begin to count them. But one thing I can give you is a ratio on number of guns sold per background check, and that's 100%. As a dealer, as a licensed law-abiding dealer, every firearm I sold had a NICS background check done to it. Now, that doesn't include my own personal collection, my own property, but as a dealer for the store, selling a gun over the counter to a customer, every gun I sold had that background check, and every legal law-abiding dealer does the same.
George, I want to ask you a question. That is. And Alan, I'm going to ask, let me ask George first, and I want to shoot it over to you with the remaining, if we're going to run out of time here, we'll probably have to carry it over to the break. But that's okay. George, I'll ask you this first. Does the NICS background check system today work? Would you say it worked if I told you that I could rattle off 24 quote-unquote mass killers who have all passed background checks?
Yeah, I'm going to say that it doesn't work. It's feel-good legislation. It's a feel-good process. And it makes people feel good that the process has been done. But the process is inherently flawed at the core. It's not a crystal ball. It can't predict evil. It doesn't know what evil lies in the hearts of men who are filling out that paperwork. So if somebody has bad intent, it's not going to do anything. As we've seen historically, the NICS background check is useless, and it's a waste of time and taxpayers' dollars. Doesn't do anything, does not stop crime.
Until I grow a unicorn 6 cents horn out of the top of my forehead, we cannot predict the future, is what George the Mad Ogre Hill just said. When I come back, I'm going to turn it over to Alan Corwin, and I can promise you, when I ask him that same question, he's going to give you probably a little bit different answer, but might be all one and the same. Just going to phrase it a different way. Back after this.
Folks, you know that the USCCA protects responsible gun owners if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Recently, a USCCA member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and was arrested, even though he never fired a shot. Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say if this happened to you? Visit BeTheirProtector.com for the USCCA's free guide, The 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
Attention gun owners. According to the U.S. Department of Justice, over 34,000 carjackings happen every year. Do you know how to protect yourself and your family? Do you know when it's okay to draw your gun? The self-defense experts at the USCCA created a free video series to show you exactly what to do during a deadly carjacking. But it's only free for a very limited time. Don't be a victim. Go to armedandresponsible.com for 100% free instant access. Your training videos will show you how to use cover, how to get your gun on target, and how to turn the tables on any attacker in under 2 seconds. You'll need more than the basic skills you've learned at the range if you ever find yourself in a violent attack. Take advantage of this free training while you still can. It ends very soon. Head over to armedandresponsible.com for 100% free instant access. That's armedandresponsible.com, armedandresponsible.com. That's 100% free access. Armedandresponsible.com, armedandresponsible.com. Gun lovers, listen up. I have a huge announcement for you. How does free guns sound? Well, you're in luck, because the USCCA is ending 2017 with a serious bang. They're giving away a different gun every single day. That's right. You could win a brand new gun every day this week. And it's not just one gun. You could get up to 17 chances to win your gun daily. But it all ends soon. Don't get left behind. Just go to armedandresponsible.com right now to reveal which gun you could take home tomorrow. Is it a 1911 or maybe the Kimber you've had your eye on? To find out, simply go to armedandresponsible.com right now. And hurry, because the gun of the day always disappears at midnight. Don't kick yourself tomorrow for missing this tonight. Go to armedandresponsible.com right now for the official rules and to get entered to win a new gun every day this week. That's armedandresponsible.com, armedandresponsible.com. Simply go to armedandresponsible.com.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. You're listening to Armed American Radio's Monster Broadcast. Now back to Mark Walters.
All right, the USCCA, has a video series out now for you, specifically for you. The Department of Justice estimates 34,000 carjackings will occur this year. 34,000. We want you to be prepared for that. The video series is out for you. It's 100% free. It's available to you at armedandresponsible.com. Armedandresponsible.com. Make sure to head over to grab your free DVD series. Learn the thing with DVD, free video series. See how I default to that? That's the old in me, I guess. I can't believe DVDs are old at this stage of the game. But the fact of the matter is it's all available for you at armedandresponsible.com. It's online for you. Learn things, fun things, cool things, like how to turn the table on any attacker in under 2 seconds. I'm proud to say I was member number 32 of that fine organization. I've been working with them for years. So make sure to head over and get the free stuff that we give you. It changes. It's not going to be there forever. Armedandresponsible.com. Learn how to turn the tables on anybody in under 2 seconds. Pretty powerful information. I asked a question of George the Mad Ogre Hill about fixed NICS, NICS checks, how many he's processed as a dealer and a gun seller for many, many, many years. I'm going to turn that question over now to the great Alan Corwin from gunlaws.com. Go over and sign up for gunlaws.com. Read the page 9. Read the work that Alan puts out. Nobody does it like he does. That's why it's the Alan Corwin experience here on Armed American Radio's Monster Broadcast from the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Alan, what is it about the thing? It was George Wright. If I can name off 24 quote-unquote mass killers who all passed background checks, is this system, does it work?
Well, you said I might come up with a different answer, and as you know, Mark, I'm a contrarian. NICS is fabulous. It works great. It's everything Barbara Boxer, Dianne Feinstein, and Charles Schumer and Hillary ever wanted. Just look what it's accomplished. We're employing thousands of federal employees. We're collecting the names of gun owners by the millions, Mark. We're registering guns all over the place. We built a computer system for the FBI in one location in Clarksburg, West Virginia, that can check out any American instantaneously. It only cost $250 million, and without the subterfuge of checking out gun owners, we could never have squeezed that money out of Congress. How much more success could you want at a one small government program? We got NICS. We're checking out the guns, and now we're going to make it bigger and better. Hooray for our side. Oh, I'm sorry, that's the other side. But from their perspective, Mark, NICS is an unbridled success. $250 million to build it, $100 million minimum a year to run it, 900 employees every single day running the system for the FBI. They're hired contract workers and all kinds of FBI employees, a beautiful sprawling campus with a computer that can check out anybody anywhere instantaneously. And, of course, it does background checks on guns. And there's a better system that costs 90% less, and you haven't heard of it. It's called BIDS, the Blind ID System, which is posted at gunlaws.com, where instead of sending innocent people's names to the FBI, you send the names of the criminals to the dealers like wanted posters. So they look up and say, oh, I'm sorry, sir, you're wanted for murder in 2 states. I can't sell you the gun. Instead of sending 1 million innocent names to the FBI, a beautiful system, but the Schumers of the world don't want that. They want to collect your information. And the NICS system has nothing to do with controlling crime. It has everything to do with controlling you, because gun control doesn't control guns. It controls the public.
All right, now I have to ask you this question, because I'm going to guess that if you could chuck the NICS system over your shoulder, you'd probably want to just leave it right there. But I digress. That's a personal story. I'll tell you about that some other time, listener. But it's a lot of fun because my kids are in the studio with me, and they know exactly, because Alan told them one time.
That was a little inside joke.
But we'll go there later. Alan, the BID system is fantastic. The reality is, it's not going to see the light of day. Would you be willing? Are you willing to chuck concealed carry reciprocity because of the fixed NICS is on it?
No, I don't think Fix Next is the problem, and I don't think we're going to chuck this because everybody's behind it. It will free us up to carry nationwide, and everybody who's saying, oh, we're all going to shoot each other, are as wrong as when every single state got carry of some form, whether it was constitutional carry, permit carry, open carry, discreet carry. But it does introduce some real problems, and I'll give you this one because I know our time is short and my daughter's baby is coming. I'll read this one line to you from the bill itself. The term handgun includes any magazine for use in a handgun and any ammunition loaded into the handgun or its magazine. Now, they did that to protect magazines and ammo in places like New York State or New Jersey, which will arrest you for possession of a magazine, so the magazine is protected. But when you read it carefully, a magazine is now a handgun. So possession of a magazine is possession of a handgun. And a magazine with 10 rounds in it would be possession of 11 handguns. That's not good. And I don't think they're going to change it. Well, the House already enacted it that way, and the Senate is going to enact their own version, we hope, and then they'll get together in conference committee, and maybe we can fix that problem. I'll have that posted at gunlaws.com so all your listeners can look, see it in plain English. I'll have it explained so they'll understand it, and in conference committee in Congress, hopefully we'll iron out some of these problems, and if you have a permit or you're from a state that doesn't require permits, which is 11 states right now, I've got that list posted as well at gunlaws.com, you'll be able to carry without stopping at a state line and remain legal. But this is such a mess that we even have to go through this. The founding fathers freak out if they knew what was happening here.
I don't disagree with that at all, and I'm very well aware of the passage that also concerned me when I read it. However, like you, I knew what they were trying to do, and it's kind of strange to me that it wasn't worded a little bit more artfully. I thought that was very clunky, the way that was written. So, listener, what they're attempting to do with that is, and I get the question a lot, Alan, and that is, well, what happens if I travel, I live in Arizona, and I travel to California, or I travel to Connecticut or New York, for example, that has these dopey magazine capacities or California compliant guns. Am I going to have to buy a new gun, and am I going to have to leave a certain or buy new magazines to travel to California? That clause is written in there to say no, you don't, but it is clunkily written. And Alan, the way you said it, there's no doubt it could pose a legal challenge. Go ahead, you've got about a minute.
I rewrote it so that it would do what they're intending and not create this problem, and I drafted that and circulated it to about 50 people who are in the sort of top echelon of this thing, the lobbyists, the brains, some of the lawyers, and said, look, this line ought to read this way. I don't have it in front of me because, like I said, I'm in a hospital waiting room right now. It can be done. It can be done much more easily and take out the problem of making a magazine a handgun, which it obviously isn't. Some of these things get very technical. Some of the other problems are much more, what can I call it, reader-friendly and gun-owner-friendly. We want some bills that protect you in self-defense better than you have now. Arizona leads the nation in that. We've got some great places.
Alan, I got to stop you right there, brother. Listen, here's what I'm going to do. You go take care of that beautiful daughter of yours. You go take care of that beautiful grandbaby. And thank you for taking time out of your schedule. Back with the Ogre right after this.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, USCCAOnAir.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You too can win by simply visiting the website USCCAOnAir.com. USCCAOnAir.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting USCCAOnAir.com. Don't miss out.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
Hi everybody, Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is proudly being sponsored by the Second Amendment Foundation. Join them, won't you, at saf.org.
Second Amendment Foundation, one of the best organizations in the country. I know it as a lifetime member of that organization for 150 bones. 150 bones. I know it's holidays. I know everybody's bills are going up. I get that. But let me tell you something. Well, Trump won. We don't have anything to worry about. Yeah, you do. Bloomberg's pocketbook. And let me tell you something. If you don't think, in New York, you know it well, that a guy that's willing to come after how much salt you can ingest, or how many diet sodas, or any soda for that matter, you can drink, or how many hot dogs you can eat. That, you know what always got me about that? The guy stands on the podium as the mayor at the Nathan's hot dog eating contest and invites every guy's shoving 65 hot dogs down their throats in 10 minutes. And meanwhile, he wants to take away what you can eat. It's just mind-boggling to me. The rest of us in the country don't understand that. And we don't want that, and we don't like that, and we don't want him here. We don't want it. But there's tons, millions and millions of dollars, $25 million, to fight concealed carry reciprocity alone coming from Bloomberg. All right? Don't think for 2 seconds that it's not important, because it is. And I could keep going on and on, but I'm going to move on with my guest now. I'm going to have to digress here before I get all twisted around and angry Mark shows up and I lose my train of thought, and I don't want to do that. So let me go back over to George the Mad Ogre Hill. George, welcome back to the program, brother. Did you want to comment on anything that that Alan Corwin had to say about the fixed NICS bill? Look, I'm a realist. NICS isn't going anywhere. period.
No, it's not. It's not. It's not going to go anywhere, and it's not going to do any good. And I just wanted to ask Alan, had we had the time, I would have said, Alan Corwin, brother, has any, in your vast knowledge and experience and research into gun laws and legislations and legal actions across the nation, has any gun law protected people, stopped crime, and has done any good in the world at all, period? It's my opinion and it's my belief that there is not a single gun law on the paper, on the books, on the parchment that does any good at all, period. And the more you look at it, the less sense they all make. They should just be wiped out completely, and let's start all over with new gun laws written by people who actually understand firearms, how they work, and how they're used in crimes, instead of idiotic politicians who are looking to score points with political backers and money launderers like George Soros and Mr. Bloomberg.
You know, wow, what a radical concept, the whole idea based on the fact that criminals don't pay attention to the laws. I know that's difficult for a lot of people to accept, but criminals, an individual who is hell-bent on taking your child's life in front of you, or raping your wife, or murdering your grandfather or parent in front of you, doesn't care that he doesn't have the legal ability to possess a firearm. George, have you ever met a convicted felon or read about or written about or talked about a convicted felon who was stopped because, oh, God, I can't rob that liquor store, there's a no gun sign on it?
No, I've never met one, because very few of them know how to read to begin with, and they don't pay attention to signs, and they break the law because by their nature, doing illegal things is what criminals do.
Yeah, that's why they're called criminals. And let's go over to, we're going to introduce Sean Carana, FloridaCarry.org. Sean, welcome to the program, brother. Look, I hail from Florida as my adopted home state, as you know, and I've had this conversation with you both on the radio and in person. And I never thought I would see the day, Sean, that Florida Carry would be necessary, that an organization, grassroots organization such as yours, would be necessary in the state of Florida, because gun laws might be going backwards in the state of Florida. And you know that. You guys are being held hostage down there now over the last couple of years by two Republicans, believe it or not, out of Southeast Florida. Started with De La Portilla, right? And then you've got what's her name? What's her, you know, what's her name? Flores, Antonio Flores?
We have Flores, and we have Senator Garcia, who have they're on our Judiciary Committee in the Republican-controlled Senate, where we have, you know, a great majority there. They ran on pro-Second Amendment stances, put out statements that they were going to support pro-gun measures, and then didn't once they got reelected.
Well, funny how that works. And, you know, there's other political aspirations involved here. We know that Flores is, there's talk about Flores wanting to run for the mayor of Miami, and You know, she's playing this off. This is the whole rhino game being played. This is the whole swamp creature. This is the whole stench of the swamp that's going on. And we're witnessing it firsthand down in Southeast Florida. Let me say this, too. You're talking about Garcia de la Portilla, I think is his full name, Garcia de la Portilla, whatever his name is.
That was actually last session of Diaz de la Portilla. He's not here anymore. Now we have a different senator.
Okay. So he's pretty much picked up the baton and ran with it as De La Portilla did. They have single-handedly, and I don't like this when I look at the bastions of power, and I see an individual such as, we'll use last year's deal with Flores, single-handedly killing a bill as a Republican that the vast majority of the state, the vast majority of Florida citizens supported, and that the governor was going to sign, and she damn well knew it. That, to me, stinks. Is Florida in a unique position there that one individual has the power to do that, or was it simply because of her position? How does that work?
She is the second highest officer in the Florida Senate, and that the way that committee was built out by the Senate president with the assignments, there really wasn't a Republican majority on that committee, and not enough of a majority of pro-gun legislators to get anything through it, just because of the makeup of the committee. So all the gun bills wind up going to the Judiciary Committee, and they all have been going there to die for the past two sessions.
At the hands of Republicans in the state of Florida. Exactly.
And it created a terrible situation last week where we had a bill that was put in, a well-intentioned bill, but it was so watered down with anti-gun language, doing things like urging President Trump and the ATF to revisit the bump stock issue, providing that anyone who fails a NICS check is going to be reported to local police and prosecution. And as we all know, most initial NICS denials turn out to be wrong. Criminals don't go to gun stores and fill out their 4473 usually. They're buying their guns on the streets. But this would have had reporting of anyone who fails a NICS check going straight to prosecutors, and people getting arrested and having to work for months and sometimes years to get their records cleaned off. And then they would still carry that arrest record for the rest of their lives. You can only get an arrest expunged once in your lifetime in Florida. So we had some real problems with some of these additional riders they put into this bill that was going to wind up landing more good law-abiding gun owners in handcuffs than it was going to protect. Now, it did have some good language. It was going to make it so that a concealed carry licensee, if their gun is temporarily displayed, say it's not a violation of the law, but our law already says that. It says if the gun is briefly displayed and you have a license, it's not a violation. They changed the word to temporary and moved where it is, but they didn't really change much on the law, except they created a tiered system of penalties for $250 fine for the first offense and $500 fine for the second offense.
Sean, let me stop you right there because we're getting ready to take a break. When we come back from the break, I want to get into a little bit of detail about this and then bring George the Mad Ogre Hill in and also talk about some hardware and some fun stuff I looked at in my gun shop just yesterday that I'm going to have to take home tomorrow. There's no doubt about it. Back with Sean and George right after this.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
Folks, you know that the USCCA protects responsible gun owners if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Recently, a USCCA member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and was arrested, even though he never fired a shot. Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say if this happened to you? Visit BeTheirProtector.com for the USCCA's free guide, The 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
This is Armed American Radio. Now, back to the man defending your Second Amendment rights, Mark Walters.
All right, back in these Crossbreed Holster Monster Cast studios with you, ready to wrap up this edition of Armed American Radio nationwide. Heard coast to coast from those toasty beaches of rhino-riddled southeastern Florida all the way to those fishing vessels, crab fishing vessels, up in Alaska. I know you guys are listening, too, and every place in between. I love it. Before I wrap everything up, let me remind you one more time, please, to take advantage of the free stuff we give you. I'm a big fan of free stuff, as long as the free didn't come out of your money, but it's really free stuff. I mean, we're actually giving this to you. The video series is fantastic. When you've got, you know, when DOJ is estimating 34,000 carjackings a year, that's you as a potential victim, and you're listening to someone who drew a firearm back in 2002 to stop just that type of crime that was apparently unfolding. I mean, let me tell you something. When they unfold fast and hard, and you're not going to have a whole lot of time to think. The great people over at the USCCA have put together a video series for you. Learn when it's okay to draw your gun. Number one. Number two, learn how to turn the table on an attacker, any attacker, in under 2 seconds. This is very powerful information. It's available for you 100% free. I, along with the USCCA, are giving you this stuff. Make sure to head over to armedandresponsible.com and take advantage of the free stuff. I love free stuff. You should, too. Armedandresponsible.com. And I want to hear from you. Mark at armedamericanradio.org, mark at armedamericanradio.org, and Twitter at AARMark. Let me know what you think of this fantastic, super high-quality video information and books and everything else that you can get free of charge at armedandresponsible.com from the fine folks at the USCCA. All right, let's go back to, reintro George the Mad Ogre Hill. George, how you doing, brother?
Man, I'm having a great night. It's a wonderful evening down here in the Carolinas, and we've got some guns to talk about. You called me up the other night.
Let me bring Sean in, too. Let me bring Sean in on this. Hey, Sean, you want to talk about some fun hardware real quick?
Oh, yeah. Let me throw out just one more quick thing with this bill, though.
Go right ahead, please.
End of the day, we had to oppose this bill full of all these poison pills they were trying to put into it to get it through. We had to oppose it. It was just that badly drafted. And we took some friendly fire from the NRA. The NRA came out and said that Florida Kerry was siding with Bloomberg. Nothing could be farther from the truth, as anyone who's ever worked with us at Florida Kerry would could attest. But NRA is not too happy about opposing opinions.
Well, listen, there are opposing opinions on all sides of this, and I know exactly what you're referring to. That Marion Hammer and the National Rifle Association Institute for Legislative Action threw a piece out there that was, I'm not going to say it was nice, because it wasn't. It was an unfriendly piece. And, of course, you had a response to that, and that's exactly the way it should play out. And then the twain shall meet down the road. We've all had our dust-ups with each other from time to time, but it's important that everybody understands we're all on the same side here and we can have a difference of opinion. That's what makes us work, and that's how freedom always prevails in the long run. You'll agree with that, Sean?
Absolutely.
All right, we'll leave that there and probably bring you back on later as this plays out. I hate to see any gun bill, positive gun bill, go down. But again, there's opposing viewpoints on the same side on this. I understand that. I'm not in Florida. I wasn't involved in the legislative process, so I'll leave my commentary there. And we can all read what happens, because we're all members. I'm a member down there. I get your emails, I get theirs, and I'll make up my own mind. And when the time is right, we'll talk about it. George the Mad Ogre Hill, let's go back to some hardware. Sean, you're going to love this. My Glock, I carry a Glock 17. I've been carrying it for years, George. I carry it everywhere. You know that. I called you and I asked you some advice. What was it about?
You asked whether or not you should get a Glock 19, a gun that, shockingly, everybody, hold on to your hats. This is going to blow you away. Mark Walters has never owned a Glock 19. The number one concealed carry pistol in the entire freaking world. He's never had one. He shot him. He's looked at him. He's handled him.
I've had them in my safe, and I can't honestly say that I actually bought the fire, but they've resided in my safe, and they are great guns. And you're talking to somebody, Sean. You know Mad Ogre's reputation in the firearm hardware world, right? George is the original blogger. George was blogging on the internet about firearms before the word blog was a blog. They call him the what, George?
I am known as the blog father.
So when we're talking about hardware with you, you know what you're talking about. And I actually convinced Sean him to pick up a Glock 23, which is the 40 caliber version of the Glock 19. George had never owned one. And George, when you bought that gun, you called me and told me how much you wanted it. You loved it.
It was great. It was a great balance of size, weight, and firepower, which is just a remarkable thing, and that's the 40 cal version. The same gun, chambered in 9mm, is called the Glock 19. Again, the ultimate perfect balance of size, weight, and firepower in a 9mm. And you're a 9mm guy. You pack the 17, the full size version, all the time.
I have for years. I'm not afraid. I've never been afraid of a 9mm. Okay, I've never been afraid of a 9mm.
And like every time, should I buy this gun? It's like, should I have bacon on my double cheeseburger? The answer is obvious. Yes.
All right. Let me go to Sean over here. Sean, you'll appreciate this as a gun guy also. Let's get into the weeds here. I love my Glock 17. I have a Gen 4 Glock 17 right now, and I love the finger grooves and the grip. So, of course, the full-size version of the 9mm, stable in Glock, if you will. And I absolutely love the gun. I love the ergs on it. I love the pointability of it. To me, it's like a 1911. It's just a natural pointer. It's not hard for me to carry the gun. I love it in the 17 rounds plus one in the pipe, should I choose to do that. 18 rounds of solid, good, hard-hitting 9mm. 15 rounds plus one in the Glock 19. Not afraid of that at all. That's a great load in that firearm. But the Gen 5 is out now, and it doesn't have the finger grooves. I thought, wow, I love the finger grooves. I don't want to give it up. And I'm the first guy that will say, never blank with your carry gun. That's just the way I am. I don't play with the triggers of the guns. Night sights, that's a whole different ballgame. But when it comes to the stipple and the grip and everything else, George, I love the grip on the Gen 4, and I wasn't sure if I wanted to give that up. And you told me what?
Now, see, you also had another gun that you were thinking about getting rid of, trading off, and I know I'm outing you on this. And I'm not going to say what it was, but my response was, get rid of that nickel-plated sissy pistol and get yourself a Glock.
All right, here's the deal. I'm going to let this go because we're getting ready to end up the hour. Here's what I want you to know. I am picking up a Gen 5 Glock 19 this week. And, George, I think I'm going to take your advice and trade in that nickel-plated sissy pistol and get myself another Glock. Because the beveling on the muzzle of the front end of the Glock, the fit and finish of the new 19 in the Gen 5, I really happen to like it.
The magwell.
Yeah, the beveled magwell and everything else. The cutout with the magazine for the magazine insertion is wonderful. Sean, it's kind of like this, and I think you'll agree with me before we end the program. But, hey, don't go backwards, right? It's the new race
never.
Car. You got to pick it up. Sean Carana, Florida Carry, floridacarry.org. Help him out, please, floridacarry.org. Sean, thanks for everything you do in fighting for gun rights. George the Mad Ogre Hill, you know how much I love you. Thank you, George, for everything you can do. MadOgre.com to read everything George puts out. And remember, Mark at armedamericanradio.org. Join the Second Amendment Foundation, SAF.org. And you can catch me at Twitter at AARMark. Until we meet on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, I want you to carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never, ever, ever leave your cave without your club. No self-respecting caveman would have ever walked out into the wilds without his club. Never. Don't be that person and find yourself in a club-free zone. I'll see you on the radio.
Just build your prescription for freedom on Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.